The Traveler's Journal, March 19th. Enjoying 5 easy places. At least 2 different worlds of travel experiences exist within the balmy reaches of the Caribbean Sea. One is a realm of pastel-hued beachside hotels that tower above palm trees, of casinos that clatter late into the night, and steel drum bands always playing hot, hot, hot. Seductive and accessible, this Caribbean is also increasingly generic, one island's ambiance seeping seamlessly into the next. Travelers tend to only pass through this world, entertained perhaps, but not particularly enriched. The other Caribbean is getting more elusive. It's a realm where the sameness of the developed tourist experience hasn't happened, where big attractions are homegrown, where nature and humanity coexist, where each day presents possibilities for serendipitous surprise. Places somewhat out of the mainstream. There's Grenada, the all-in-one spice island. A brief coup years ago branded it as dangerous, but it's actually a big island with friendly residents and small-scale sustainable tourism. Marie Galant was to the French West Indies what Barbados was to the British, an island almost entirely devoted to sugarcane and rum. Though the largest of the Grenadines, Bekwe's 7 square miles, seem immune to any sort of hustle and bustle. There's Culebra, the sleepier of the 2 tiny islets off Puerto Rico's coast, known as the Spanish Virgins. And finally, Saba, a place best defined by what it doesn't have, cruise ships, crime, or when the tide's in, even beaches. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.
You'll find a world of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.